that it's not 7 a.m.
Yeah, it's not 7 a.m. this time, but we did have technical difficulties. So
Sorry.
it's 11 a.m. We slept in.
Dude,
Cheers. Ooh.
honestly, we did. And then I made pumpkin waffles that are shaped like pumpkins. Y'all, I'm having a morning.
That sounds so good. I went to Starb's.
What'd you get? Christmas drinks are
I
back. What'd you get?
know. I got the chestnut praline.
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 No fucking way. Are we doing this? It's praline.
Okay, no, because my family literally got into a summer's long argument over the pronunciation of praline, and my dad whipped out Google and ended the argument with my mom.
Fog.
This literally was summer's long argument. And
How
he
did I
whipped
not know
out
about this that
Google.
you said it fucking praline?
Oh yeah, no, he whipped out Google and said, "How do you pronounce?" And then he typed it and it said praline, and he looked at my mom and he said, "I told you so."
You know what? He and I will be battling out to the death then because I say it's praline. Everyone in my family says praline.
Google would tell you incorrectly.
It's like the whole pecan and pecan thing.
Google would tell you you're wrong and
I
Bob is
don't
correct.
care. I am right in my
And
heart.
honestly, are we surprised that Bob is the one that's correct here? I mean, come on. It's Bob.
Is Bob, but this is a hill I will die on.
The icon. Well, you're
Anyways,
dying.
I expected like a sugar
Nice
cookie
knowing
latte. Cough.
you.
I expected like a sugar cookie latte or like, what's one of the other ones? They have some new Christmas ones this year.
I've always liked their caramel ribbon crunch, but
Oh
and I
God,
would
you
have
say
gotten
caramel
one.
too. Now I'm noticing everything.
How are
I
you
say
saying
caramel.
caramel? Oh, Jesus Christ. Caramel ribbon crunch.
We're
Okay,
learning so much about each
how do
other.
you say crayon?
Huh?
How do you say crayon? Are you saying crayon or are you saying crayon or are you saying
I say crayon.
okay. Okay, so you say crayon.
God.
Anyways, I haven't tried the sugar cookie one. That sounds very
My
sweet.
favorite.
It just sound and I'm a sweet tooth. We know that. That sounds
Yeah.
really
It's
sweet.
not as sweet, especially if you add an extra shot. And also,
Okay, because
I
that's
don't do the
nice.
almond milk. The default for it is like almond milk. I don't give, I'm
Okay.
not a nut milk person. I don't understand the whole oat milk and almond milk crap. So I get normal milk and it's like
On.
less sweet, but it's really, really
Yeah.
good.
I can understand why they put almond milk in it. I don't some people put like almond extract in their
Don't
cookie
know.
batters? I don't know.
I don't know. I do vanilla.
A little dabble. Sounds good to me. Anyways, no, I
Wait,
went with this drink, which will not be named because it will
thank
start
you. Thank you.
a
It's
fire.
how do we just get to this and we've been friends since fucking middle school?
Well, I mean, my parents were married at that point for almost 30 years, and they had just learned that about each other. So,
Wow.
and stranger things have happened.
Facts.
So.
Wow. What a morning.
In other news, let's get into hockey.
No, I feel like there's not a lot this week, but I feel like we'll talk a lot. So
I know. I feel like I kind of missed a lot,
I know
but there
I did.
wasn't.
I had like a hellish week just alone.
Yeah,
I like didn't
I
watch a
was
lot of
dog.
hockey. I saw some highlights, but nothing crazy.
Yeah, I just like couldn't really bring myself to watch anything. And also, I've been getting really mad at the ESPN app lately
Dude,
because a
ESPN
lot
pissed
of the
me off.
games, a lot of the games that I want to watch are blacked out. And I'm like, what is the point of me paying for this if I can't watch the games that I want to watch?
That too, but also, like, I changed cable providers now.
Oh, yeah.
Work I had like Fios, and now I have Cox because I had to move, and it won't let me log in with Cox on my phone on the ESPN app on my phone. And when I go to my TV, which I finally figured it out, it still says like, "Oh, well, if it's on." The like I'll pull up ESPN Plus if it's not on my TV, like not showing up on cable. Go to
Yeah.
ESPN Plus And it'll be like, sorry, your cable package doesn't come with this. I'm like, you're ESPN Plus and I'm paying how much a year for you? Show me the fucking game.
Literally,
That happened with football a couple weeks ago. And I was like, you are joking.
I've been getting so many. I mean, and this is what I was dealing with last season too. And at least last season, I was able to like stream the games illegally.
Yeah,
But
and
even
now you can't
that,
do that now.
my link stopped. Not that it stopped working, like it works every now and then, but it's based on the ESPN app. So based off my IP address and my location, I still can't watch the games that I want to watch.
Was based off of that. I thought
Yeah.
someone out there was just making it happen.
Yeah, no, I'd have to get a VPN if I want to watch these fucking
Rude.
games. And I'm like, I'm not about to.
No,
I'm just
don't do
mad.
it. Not worth it.
I'm so frustrated. But I mean,
Flopping
I
away
get
to
to watch other
ESPN.
games, which is fun, but not the
Not
games I
as
want
fun.
to watch.
Not as fun.
I
No.
know, yeah. Like, I mean, I'm glad I'm still watching hockey, which is fine, which is good, but.
Great, but
Fine. But like okay, so I didn't get to watch the Vegas versus Buffalo game the other night, and I
I
really wanted to watch
didn't,
that one.
but I was. Was I working that night?
I think you had a game that night.
I think I might have had a game that night, so I just couldn't. Also, my phone stopped
Actually,
working in our arena. I don't know what happened.
I know you had a game that night because I was getting notifications for that and the Silver Knights game. You guys lost, I think. I say you guys, the
We have
team lost.
only Silver Knight, not we, sorry. Silver Knights have
Yeah.
only won one game this season, and this past one was pretty hard L.
Yeah.
It was
I
to the
was
point
gonna
where
say
the
I thought they won two, but
oh, I thought we did too.
they've only won one. And what's funny about that is, so I went to the game the day before they lost. The next day they won. And then what was it? Like 2 or 3 weeks later, I went to the game on Nevada Day and they lost again and played the next day. And I was like, oh, maybe they'll win this one. What is happening to my son right now? And no, they lost that one too. So
I know, and there's
I thought
people
it was just my fault.
that I'm not going to, but there's reasons to put
Mean,
it
they need to
simply.
play better, do better.
Okay.
Yeah, they just need to do better. I am so yeah, I believe Silver Knights had a game that night. So I was getting all these notifications on my phone, but
I'm glad someone
damn.
worked. My phone stopped working in our locker rooms, and I don't know why.
Yeah. But
Why.
Eichel had a damn good game that night.
Michael was having himself a night, and I fucking love it.
I I'm so mad that I couldn't watch it. I know I've already said that, but still, like I'm not gonna be able to shut up about it. Like just the turnaround from his game last season to like first game
Like his
he
playing
had
style.
against Buffalo, huh?
Oh, last game against Buffalo. Yes. Sorry.
Yeah,
In person.
the last
In
game,
Buffalo.
yeah, in Buffalo, they all
Yes.
booed him. It was like, you know,
Oh,
he finally
yeah.
was with
He was like, I love
VGK.
the energy.
And he flopped that game because he didn't get any points,
You're thrown off.
nothing.
I would have been thrown
He
off.
got nothing. So then to come back this year and say, "Nope, screw you guys," he still walked in there with boos, crowd booing him,
They always
and
do. That's the sad part. And it's not even like his fault. That's what kind of pisses me off about it.
I mean, he did kind of leave with saying some things, so I can understand them being like, "Dude, screw you." But hey, he said screw you right back.
Yeah, he did. Absolutely, he did.
7-4.
That's
Wow. 7-4.
a fun game.
It was, yeah. Watching the highlights and like, especially with his hat trick, I was like, oh, this was a fun one to watch.
Did Tuck score?
I was gonna look
Did.
that up. I
And I'm
don't
not against Golden
remember.
Knights, but I hope Tuck scored. I want the best for
I
them.
know. I remember getting a notification that Tage Thompson scored.
Good.
And I don't
Yeah.
know why, but I just love that name, Tage Thompson. Like,
It's a really fun name.
it's
I
a
also just
fun
really like the
name.
name Tage. Like, that's so cute.
It's a cool name.
It's an awesome name. Not to mention, he's a fucking giant.
He literally is a giant.
Bro is like 7 foot tall, and for what? No reason.
Tage Thompson. Oh, Tage scored twice.
Oh, show him what's up, Tage.
Yeah. And then no, the other two weren't
And then
Eichel.
Eichel said, fuck you. Oh,
Don't or weren't Tuck. I'm sorry, not Eichel. Don't
no.
ask me to pronounce these names. I'm not gonna be able to.
That's fine.
Typical.
Is what it is.
But good, really good game. I
Lord.
wanted to mention this as well. So after that game, BGK now has a 9-game win streak. And the game that I was watching last night, I don't remember who it was.
I say really quickly?
Wait,
Also,
so
Eichel's hat trick goal.
oh wait, what?
Eichel's hat trick, like, goal. Our good friend John Bucci Gross called it.
Oh, wait, what do you mean?
He called the goal. Like, he called the game. He got to call the hat trick for Eichel.
Like he was an like,
Yeah, on TV. Like, he called
oh,
it.
like he didn't like predict it.
No, he's calling it physically
Oh,
as
okay.
it's happening.
Cool.
That was funny. Anyways, no,
Right?
it was
What
basically called
do
Eichel's
you
hat
want me
trick.
to say to that?
That's what it's called. You're calling the goal. You're calling the game.
Okay.
And he called Eichel's hat trick, and it was really exciting because we know him. I was like, oh shit, that's
Lot
you.
of games, girl.
I know that, but this was Eichel's hat trick, and I was like, oh my God, Bucci, what's up, bitch? Like, I was excited.
The thing
Want to
that
hear our
you're
interview
excited
with
about.
Gucci, episode 15. You're welcome.
Anyways,
Anyways, I had to plug that in real quick.
the game that I was watching last night, they put up this stat that I thought was really cool. So VGK now has a 9-game win streak. Devils are on an 8-game win streak, which shocked me. I didn't
Nine.
realize. Yeah, no, they're on an 8-game win streak. They just beat the Senators the other night, and Senators were on a win streak, but Devils said, shut that shit down. And
Devil said,
then good old Kraken are on a 5-game win streak.
I don't
So
understand them still. I don't think I ever will. I don't think I'll ever
I, well, you know what's funny? Actually, I just wrote that. They just lost last night to Minnesota. So
Yeah.
they were on a
Love it.
5-game win streak,
That's
but
funny.
Minnesota shut that shit down.
Dude, yeah. I don't know what it is about the Kraken. I love Matty Beniers. I love Jordan Eberle. Burakovsky's like okay in my book. I just can't get behind them. Literally, the other day at one of my games, someone walked in with a Kraken jersey on, and I was like, why?
I kind of don't
I
understand
was
why
like, for
not.
starters,
You
why aren't you showing up to an AHL game that's not your affiliate in a Kraken jersey? Kind of ballsy.
just
Also,
listed a whole bunch of players that I'm like, yeah, they've got him, they got him, they got him. Like, they're so fun to watch. I don't understand why you're like, I'm like, why? You just listed everyone. Like, what?
all.
They're
Imagine
just,
everybody, that is three fucking people.
I mean, exactly. And those are the three most fun people to watch on their
Not
team.
the 25 fucking others that are on the ice.
Nope.
No, I don't give a fuck. No.
They're fun to watch. They just kept winning, and I was like, great, rack up the points, Kraken. And then last night they only lost 1-0, and I don't think it wasn't until pretty late in the game that Minnesota scored, I think. Never mind, that was such a lie.
Oh,
They scored in the first.
great.
Zuccarello,
Zook, I do
good
love
old
him.
Zook.
He's always
But
great.
Fleury had 28 saves.
Oh, yeah,
And,
go off.
huh?
Said go off. Love
I
that.
know, literally. And then Kraken's goalie Jones had 20 saves. So both goalies got the stars of the game. And I was like, you better work.
Wait, sorry, I just blanked out. Who is the goalie for?
Jones, it wasn't Grubbs. I don't know
No, I
why.
was like, I don't like Grubauer, so.
I don't know if he's like injured or something, but I feel like he has not been in these last couple games.
Don't know. Who's
Maybe he hasn't.
the fucking Avs goalie that went to Capitals?
Huh?
Who's the Avs goalie who went to the Capitals?
Ooh.
Like this past offseason. It was very big. I just can't remember. I'm blanking on his name right now.
Oh my gosh, no. Oh, that's gonna drive me nuts. Oh fuck.
You know who I'm talking about, though.
Yes, I do. Hold on.
I'm like, you're gonna say the name and I'm gonna know it, but
I
like,
know.
you got
I'm
me
literally.
confused. That's why I mentioned it.
Where are the goalies? Where are the goalies? Where are the goalies? I've got my ESPN out. I'm like running through this.
What
Roster.
time ESPN is there for you?
Kemper.
That's the one. I got them confused for a second. I was like, I know for a fact Kemper is
Darcy Kemper.
not on, is not on Kraken, but for some reason you said Grubauer and I thought of fucking Kemper and I don't know.
Oh.
But
Yeah, I don't know
anyways, took a second. I'm here. Can you tell I'm still sick? Can
where. Right.
you tell I'm on cold medicine right now? Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, we've got some crazy win streaks happening, which I love. I mean, and VGK is still on it, so
No, and the Golden
not
Knights have another
boys.
game tonight. Nighttime's at 6:30.
Playing?
Good question. I know it's the Military Appreciation Night.
Aw, damn, I wanted to go to that.
I know, I'm sorry. To be fair, it's a home game, so you could go. I have to work. We are playing the not we. Golden Knights are playing the Blues.
Oh, that's right.
It'll be exciting.
That's fun. Oh, wait, no, I can't go tonight either. That's stupid.
Although we're both like, hey, you want to watch the game? Yeah. 5 minutes later, I get called into work and now you have something.
Yeah. I mean, mine was very last minute, but yeah.
Yeah. But yeah. Oh, I've also been just fun little work news that I think I'm allowed to say this because it's not hockey. I've also been called in now to start working some of the G League games, like the NBA minors, also.
Oh, fun.
I just wanted to mention that because I'm really excited about it. So that's what tonight's work is.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's basically a lot of the same stuff, but it's for the minors of the NBA.
Nice.
So we can mention that. The
Love
hockey podcast.
that. Wait, whoa.
Anyway, so
There
that's
we go. So, what else? This
Now,
week,
like, what do you want to mention next?
early in the week was kind of boring. It really was not until like these last couple days that things got a little bit exciting and
Got a little scary too.
also got a little scary. My next thing I was going to mention is Evander Kane, who we
Yeah.
love to shit on.
Listen, he is one of the worst people you'll ever meet in your life. That being said, we do not wish anything bad upon this man.
No, the way that
Without reason, you know? Like, we don't. We're not bad people.
I
It's all this. But this week, something very, very scary happened. It was Oilers versus Tampa. Evander Kane like lost an edge or something and fell down while everyone was battling for the puck. I think it was against the board or like in between the benches. It was really close by.
Oh,
Thank
yeah,
God
he
it
was right
was
against, he was on the boards, yeah.
the other way. As he was down, a Tampa player, I believe it was
Pat
you said
Maroon.
Maroon,
Yeah, Pat Maroon.
accidentally skated over Evander Kane's wrist, cutting it open all the way to the bone on the ice. And thank God that he was right next to the bench because he got up, hauled ass, because that could have killed him.
I was watching, you sent me the video and I
Yeah.
couldn't hear other than the announcers, I couldn't hear anything else, but it literally looked like the man was yelling
Oh,
and
he was fucking
screaming to
screaming.
get off the ice.
That would have been scary to witness too, like
The
being.
panic, oh my gosh. I mean, immediately there was a pool of blood
Yeah, it
under
was.
my
And
t-shirt.
he still had his glove on.
Yeah.
Glove never came off. I believe it was like
Yeah, it was right below.
right below the glove, but there was a
Yeah.
huge puddle of blood. Thank God he was as close to the bench as he was. Got
Yeah.
up, hauled ass off. If it took him any longer to get off the ice, like he may have actually been dead.
He was immediately taken to a local hospital for surgery. His like
Both athletic trainer teams were helping him too.
oh yeah.
His team was helping. It was really
Yeah.
fucking scary.
His wrist is immobilized now and he'll be out for 3 to 4 months.
Yeah.
I
I read somewhere that he had to have surgery, but he's stable and everything. So that's
Yeah, he's okay now. There was yeah, he said, I think I just read this in an article. He some reporter somewhere talked to him and he was like, "Yeah, I'm a lucky man. I was lucky then and I'm lucky now." But just the that's terrifying. I
it's
mean,
fucking scary. Like we've seen some unfortunate accidents similar. In like
yeah.
junior hockey or like high school hockey teams, like it's really unfortunate, but like
Yeah.
it's just a reminder of how dangerous this sport actually is. And it's, dare I say, more dangerous than a lot of other contact sports. I mean,
Like in
in
a way,
that sense,
because
yeah. literally, like, in what other fucking sport would a blade, I mean, not related, like not on ice, like football, baseball, something, would a blade be it be possible to like cut you while you're playing?
Yeah. I was
Like
gonna say
that's a
the
whole
only
other thing you have to
reason,
worry about.
the only reason I might argue you that on that point is that the amount of like brain injury that
Oh
happens
yeah,
in
there's a lot of
football.
head injuries. There's a lot of concussions in football. I follow football. It's very scary.
Yeah.
But I mean, for the whole fact of like, you could literally get cut by a blade and die while you're playing
Yeah.
your sport. And it's something
And
people realize that it really is that dangerous.
I know a lot of people, there was a goalie recently that got
It was like his
injured
neck or
pretty
something.
badly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it does call into
It was
question a lot of, like, at least for me, the protective gear that they have to wear. I'm like, how are we
Yeah.
not, how is this still able to happen? Like, I understand you can't cover every inch of your body, but like, can't you? Like, there should be something that they can wear to prevent something like that happening. If genuinely, if he had only been like a couple, seconds later to getting to the bench or getting to that
Literally could
hospital,
have died.
like he really could have been
Yeah.
killed.
If he was like on the opposite side of the ice, it could have literally been game over. Like, you
Yeah.
have no idea. It's that fast. It was that scary. The cut was that deep. Like, damn.
So,
Props
so
to him for
crazy.
having the good sense to get up and haul ass. Because, like,
Yeah, he was like, I'm
the
not fucking
players are
waiting.
too in shock to, like, people could be too in shock to realize how bad this is and not react immediately because adrenaline's going and fear's happening. Like, it's
Yeah.
a lot. So the
No,
fact that he had the sense to immediately go, good to
yeah.
him. Good for him.
The other thing about this that I want to mention though is, so that just happened like what, 2 days ago or something?
A few days ago. It was Tuesday.
Yeah. So literally just a couple days ago, last night, Capitals were playing Tampa, and that game got heated. So freaking heated. And of all people, Pat Maroon dropped gloves with Garnet Hathaway.
Did he win? Do we know if he like?
I don't know that. I wasn't
Honestly, I
watching.
feel like I Pat Maroon would win. Like I wouldn't question
Well, and they're playing again on Sunday. So I'm like, oh, this, like, these
it.
teams are
Beautiful.
needed right now. But of all people, like Pat Maroon, you literally just almost ended a man's, not only career, but almost just ended a man's life accidentally. I'll give you
Was an
that.
accident,
And now
yes.
you're gonna drop gloves? Like, chill. Homie,
He's never one to chill, I'll be honest. And I think that's what makes him another, in another way, you know, Evander Kane accident aside. Big Rig's fun to watch.
yeah.
Like, I hate playing against him, but he is so fun to watch when you're not
Yeah.
playing.
Oh, I just, if that whole Evander Kane situation had ended any differently than, just him being out 3 to 4 months, I cannot imagine Pat Maroon's like reaction.
No
But
idea.
then
I don't
also
know how
the,
I would live with myself.
I mean, even now I'm like,
Even
okay,
now.
he's out for 3 to 4 months. Like you just, you, like again,
It's just bad. That's
accidentally,
bad. It was an
that's
accident, but
so
that's fucked
bad.
up.
That is so bad.
Yeah.
And then it's just shocking to me. I'm like, and then you turn around and you fight someone on the Capitals. Like,
I mean, you know what? Sometimes you gotta get your team fired up. It
stay out of
happens.
the homie's gotta take a breath and stay out of the headlines a little bit.
I don't know about that, but yeah, it was a crazy fucking week on that front for
I'm
sure.
glad that Evander Kane is okay.
Me
Still
too.
dislike the man as a
Oh,
person, but
hate the man, terrible person. Glad you're alive.
hope he's got a really quick recovery and yeah, makes it back for end of the season, I guess.
Yeah, time will tell. I guess we'll see.
Yeah. Okay, so other unfortunate and kind of disappointing news in some ways is that the NHL and the NHLPA have quote unquote slashed plans for the World Cup of Hockey in 2024. To my knowledge, they've just postponed it to 2025, but even that is really upsetting for a lot of players. For one, Evgeny Malkin is pretty pissed.
I would be, you know.
Yeah, he really, I mean, the last time that this was held was 2016, so he's like, dude, like why do we keep pushing this off and off and off? He wants to go again. Even Crosby was like, yeah, this sucks, but like, you know, what are you gonna do? Like, I hope we can go again. Even Victor Hedman of Tampa Bay, he was quoted in a different article that I read. He was like, disappointment or not, you want peace in the world. Which kind of brings a little bit of speculation into the reasoning behind why this was postponed. So the NHL and the NHLPA, they've kind of like said out loud that the reasoning this is being postponed is because of scheduling. Because this tournament, for whatever reason, is going to be held or is planned to be held in January. At least that's last I heard, it was set for January. Why they would put it in the middle of an NHL season, I have no idea. Does that make sense to you? Like, why would they think to do that?
You like legitimately lost me, like
Yeah.
off camera. Like it was, that's when it really hit me how confused.
It doesn't make any sense because I'm pretty sure, at least according to.
I don't know how long the Worlds last. If it's like a quick tournament, sure, it could happen like during the bye in January, but I
No,
don't.
yeah. It's only a couple of days. I mean, so last time in 2016, it was held, tournament details. It was held in Canada and it was held from September 17th to the 29th, in 2016.
And I don't know if it could happen during the bye. If it was like a couple days or so, but if it's over a week, that's a whole problem.
Yeah.
Over 10 days,
So
like 2 weeks.
I know, but the like why they would think, I mean, even at that time, I'm like, why are you doing it in September? Well, that's preseason. I'm like, why are you doing this in September? Why try to put it in January? Why not just put it again in September if it worked that? Sorry, pups. I'm dog sitting. Homie just woke up.
I was like, you're definitely not in your house.
No, nope. I am reporting to you live from another house.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, it's just very confusing. However, a lot of people also think that one of the big reasons why there's this scheduling issue is because the war in Ukraine is still happening and Russian players are still banned from playing in other countries at the moment. So.
Yeah, what gets me about the whole delay and why Victor Hedman's comment kind of did rub me the wrong way is like this is kind of a dig at Malkin, like, and that makes that just makes me kind of sad because you know Malkin can't control the fact that he's fucking Russian.
I will say, I think Hedman's quote, I believe, came first.
Get it? Okay.
I think. Let me look at the timing of these articles and when this was written.
Obviously, a lot of other people, Russian or not, are like going to be disappointed because they
Yeah,
lost.
so the ESPN article came first with Hedman's quote. That
Oh, okay.
was 22 hours ago. The Evgeny Malkin one was 14 hours ago. I
Okay.
don't know when those quotes were said. It's possible,
Yeah.
but
But yeah, I don't know. The way you timed it kind of
that's true. I said Malkin's
I don't
stuff
know.
first.
I
But yeah, I had Hedman written down. But we had just been talking about Malkin and before we started. And he played a really good game that night though. So he was quoted saying that. And then like,
love it.
well, yeah, but like that night, I mean, even that article was like, Malkin was playing angry. Like he was out for revenge.
Amazing. Obviously, like a bunch of players, Russian or not, are going to be disappointed. You want to play hockey, you want to compete. It's just part of it, and it's part of like how these players work. Like the Olympics, they would not be in the fucking NHL, you know? They love hockey.
Right.
NHL. So it's disappointing on like all fronts for all people.
Yeah, I will say what's interesting about this
It
as
doesn't.
well in the difference between Malkin's quote and Hedman's is Hedman's Swedish.
Yeah.
So but Malkin said this He said, if you want the best players, Russia is one of the best teams. We have great players. If we're playing here in the NHL, why can't we play in the World Cup? We play the same guys, Swedish, Finland, Canadian, American, but we can't play against each other's countries. So Malkin did say that. I don't know if that was a dig back at Hedman or if neither of them even knew that either one of them were speaking on the subject.
Situation also, they're allowed to. That could very well be the situation also, that neither of them knew and they're like, comment, but excuse me, oh my goodness. No, but he's got a point, you know, and I hate
He does.
all, but like the NHL, I think it's only because it's the teams are separated by country, like the NHL, it's all blended, you can't really.
Yeah. And it's not even really the NHL's fault in this sense. It's the International Hockey Federation, or however it's pronounced.
Of all
That's
the
not. Oh, no, it. Oh, I was so close. International Hockey Federation. Because they're the ones that have put like the ban on Russian players playing internationally. So that's kind of where this all stems, at least I
that
think.
they separated, like the teams are separated by country, and they probably like because Russia does have very talented players. Maybe it could just be a political thing that they don't want like Team Russia to win. Like it could very, I'm speculating. I'll say that right now.
No, so that's interesting that you bring that up. So, the
It could.
one thing in the ESPN article I read is they were like, a lot of that this was part of the discussion. We're not saying, obviously, they're not going to say that that's the only reason why they're canceling. But that was part of the discussion. And apparently, they were saying, like, well, why not just have the Russian players play under a neutral flag? And apparently, other countries were kind of in disagreement of like, I don't like that. Like, we don't want them there. Like, we don't want Russian players playing.
Fuck.
I know, dude. Like, it's so sad.
Because like obviously they're still Russian. They do want to represent their country, probably.
But
Probably.
do they? Like, I mean, at the moment, like,
If they want to, cool.
yeah.
They also, bold statement probably, but they're also personally not responsible for like what Russia's doing right now. And a lot of people can't look past that. Like Malkin's not responsible for the fucking war in Ukraine. Is he? No.
Right.
Happens to be Russian and he would play for Team Russia. That's how this has always worked.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so sad. That's why it
Yeah.
bothers me. And I'm
I
not
know.
pro Russia or like pro like America, Canada. No, that's not what this is.
Yeah.
It's just like saying it, like you're looking at this. This is just saying how it is.
Yeah.
Being for their country happens to be Russia. You, that does not mean this equals they're pro-Russia. Like it doesn't really. It's just that's their fucking country.
I mean, like, in a way, it kind of, I politically aside, obviously, I understand what you're trying to say, but like, outwardly, that is what that's saying. They're playing for their country, so they're proud to be of that country. And which obviously, like, it's like, asking an American not to play for, like, at the Olympics or play under a neutral flag. It's like, if we were doing something wrong, it's like, no, I'm American. I'm still proud to be from here. But it's like, from an outsider's point of view, it's like, hey, your country's doing some pretty fucked up shit right now. Like, how can you be proud?
No, like not in the same relation. Obviously, it's literally a fucking war. But like, people say that shit about stuff that happens in America right now too. And they're like, "Really, you're proud to be an American? Wow, fuck you!" Like, it's that kind of
Some
attitude.
people can't have that like separation in their mind. It makes I get it. I'm kind of on both ends, because for me, like, I always get really heated with other people where I'm like, why are you so against like, for example, I went to the Elton John concert last week or 2 weeks ago, however long ago that was. And my family was like, or not my family, someone in my family was like, oh, I didn't know we liked Elton John. And I was like, yeah, we like Elton John. And she's like, but no, he doesn't like so and so, who is a political person from America. I'm like, why are we asking a musical artist from a different country to like an American politician. Why are we doing, like, some people just cannot separate in their mind art or sports from the artist. Like they can't, or the athlete, like they can't separate in their mind. That doesn't make sense to me. I do it, but I can't hear you.
Right. The sad thing is like it's with politics now too.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially now that literally Russia's involved. Like it's stuff like that. So
Yeah. So, and I will say, like, the NHL. Oh, wait, what?
you can make it a whole thing. I just definitely had to say that.
What?
All of that. About
What?
Mark Malkin and all this other stuff. I didn't mean to make it into this whole like thing.
Oh no, I did. This was the whole point.
Comment on it, the poor guy. We
Oh
love
yeah.
off there.
No, we do. That's not at all what I'm saying. I totally understand. You're cutting in and out. I can't hear you.
The fuck?
Yeah, it was like we're trying to talk over each other and it's not like I can't hear you.
Can only pull that off in person, not on Zoom. Sorry.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, but I will say, like, yeah, I still love Malkin. He's a great player. I don't discount his feelings on this because I would be upset too. I'd be like, damn, like I still can't freaking play in this tournament. Like that sucks. But I will say it seems more like an IIHF issue than it does an NHL and an NHLPA issue because they both were really trying to find a solution. And like I said, they brought up, hey, let's just have the Russian players. They even said here, such as having Russian athletes compete under a neutral name or flag. But some participating countries, and it seems that the IIHF was like, that ain't gonna work for us. That ain't gonna slide. We don't want that.
Yeah,
So
in a weird way, I'm kind of glad they didn't do that.
I get it, but I'm pretty sure that
I
happened a
understand the
couple.
idea, but like, think about it. Like, once again, like, if we were asked as Americans, like, hey, we don't want America here, but hey, go under this other team name and this other, like, neutral flag, and you're not directly representing America, but you'll still be there. Like, I'd be like, damn.
There was,
The whole thing, it really is.
I'm pretty sure, unless my memory is incorrect, there was a team once under, like in the Olympics, that played under a neutral flag. I don't remember
Who was
who
that?
it was, or maybe this was all just like they were thinking of doing this. But they,
That closely, so I wouldn't know,
cases of
honestly.
Olympians, like, I feel like I've heard about this happening, and which is why I'm so shocked that it didn't happen this way.
Okay.
Because if I really wanted to compete that badly in the in this tournament, sorry, in the World Cup of Hockey, if I wanted to compete that badly and they were like, hey, you can't because of where you're from, represent them right now. But if you really want to play that badly, we'll put you under a neutral flag. I would be like, you know what? Fuck it. If I were that desperate to play, Malkin seems like he's that desperate to play. I'm like, if they had just come up with it, and maybe if they had just asked the players and said, hey, how do you feel about this? Take a poll. Like, see, like, hey, like, are you comfortable with this? If not, cool. But the fact that it was the other countries that were like, no, we don't even want them. I'm like, but
That's something.
that's something to me. I'm like, I feel for them at that point. I'm like, that really sucks.
Exactly. Like that's when you feel for the players, is when they're like, oh fuck. Like when they're going out of their way to be like, we don't want them there. It's like, damn,
Right.
that's what got me. That's why
I'm trying
I
to
go off on that
find.
tangent earlier. It's like, that's what got me. You know?
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so Albertville 1992 Winter Olympics. After the USSR was disintegrated,
Oh,
athletes from former Soviet republics were competing under a neutral flag.
well, that's probably why, because the USSR, like, damn. Okay, so that makes like a little bit of sense.
The team was officially called the United Team.
That's okay. Okay, see, that's an instance where I feel like, yeah, it's fine because the USSR literally like dissolved
Yeah.
and it was in the middle of that, but they still needed a fucking team, you
I
know?
mean, this seems to happen. The last time this happened,
Wow.
something like this happened was in the 2016 Olympics.
This just shows you how much I pay attention to the fucking Olympics. Like, I
But
don't.
I mean, these are all different, very different cases, but
Yeah.
it's still something that they could have considered. I'm a little bit shocked that they like didn't even consider it when this is something that we do for the Olympics all the time. So I don't know.
Politics.
Yeah, it's a very strange
That's the
situation. I understand that
sad
they're
truth
trying to
of
be
it.
like very mindful, but
Yeah, that's the sad truth of it, is it does boil down to politics, whether they want to say it or not.
right.
And obviously they don't, so.
No, they don't. So they're just going to say it's a scheduling issue, which it is, but
Yeah.
that can only
But
go
you
so
know what doesn't have a scheduling issue right now?
far.
Hockey Canada. You ready?
What? Oh my God. In more news.
More fucking news. I felt like this was a good segue. Did I
Oh
nail
my
it?
God, that was a good segue.
Yes, perfect. Got it. Yeah, Hockey Canada. First of all, at the moment, they are currently in the prelims for the World Juniors under 17. They're currently, like, that's still happening amid all of this shit. Okay. But to
I
make
have them.
even to draw eyes even more to Hockey Canada and the fact that they're still fucking playing, which there's a lot we could say. But what was it, yesterday, 2 days ago, this week, sometime within the past week, Hockey Canada announced their coaching staff for the World Juniors 2023 under 17.
This literally like just happened.
What the fuck? Do you know how ballsy you gotta be to be in the middle of
So
a fucking interrogation? Your entire board of directors is resigning and be like, hey, here's our coaching staff for next year. What?
that article dropped 2 days ago.
Son of a bitch. That takes balls. Like, dude, that's
That
fucked
is
up.
so fucked up. I cannot believe.
It's also interesting that. This might sound bad. I don't want it to sound bad. And I don't mean it to sound bad. But these people are also willingly taking jobs for Hockey Canada during all this. It's like, if you want to make things better, that's one thing and that's totally valid. Good for you. I don't know you. I don't know your skill set. Whatever. You could be perfectly fitted to coach Hockey Canada. I would not know. All right? Putting
I
that
can
out
take it one step further if you want.
What the
I can take it one step further. There's
Yeah.
parents that are still allowing their children to be to play in 2023 for this.
There is. What? It's like, if you're that desperate for your kid to have a career, to throw your morals out the window and just pray they clean this shit up, damn.
But the fact, okay,
Like, there's
people.
so many aspects to this.
Yeah, the fact that there are people that are so like just like they clutch so tightly onto things like this, like hockey, that
I mean, listen, we love hockey. We take it very seriously. We always want the cup, whatever team we're cheering for, we want the cup. Like, we get it. It's a huge fucking deal. But also, there
yeah.
are bigger things in life, like your morals and like your belief system and all this other shit. Like, are you shitting me? You're
And
going to
people's
put your
safety.
child in the hands of these people who are currently under investigation for sexual abuse funds. And this poor girl is being brought through the ringer again.
Still, yeah.
Still, it's like, yeah, they take away player fees that went
Good
towards
for them.
this fund, but are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I can't believe this. Well, okay, and now I'm like, wait a damn minute. Who are the names?
I
Let
can't even
me.
click on it because I was just like so appalled.
Dennis Williams named Canada's head coach for 2023 World Juniors. Oh, okay. This was 3 days ago. So this only just happened this week. They dropped the names. So you're right. I thought this happened 2 days ago, but
Still in the same week.
I cannot believe.
Like, that's so fucking crazy. It's like, if I wanted my child to have a career in hockey that bad, you find another way of doing it. You find
Yeah.
some other way, like association. If Hockey Canada's the only plug, sorry, kid. Figure it
Yeah,
out.
sorry.
Sorry, bud. Find a new sport.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a
You know what? And for their sake, I do hope that like these coaches help towards a safer atmosphere for the players. I hope the new board of directors helps clean this shit up also. Like, I really, really, really want them to resolve and get better
Yeah.
so they can continue to have like feed really great young players and make them have great careers in the NHL and elsewhere. Like, I really hope that happens. But at the moment,
Yeah. I
y'all,
we can't take a break. Just a little bit of a break. Clean house.
they're not
Clean
even fucking
slate.
delayed. They're not delayed. Full on set 2023.
They said full send. We don't give a fuck.
He said, fuck you guys, we're playing.
I just we saw that article and my jaw dropped. I was like, you're telling me that not only this tournament, the World Cup of Hockey is going to get postponed now multiple times?
Dude, Hockey Canada said, fuck the world, we're playing. Damn.
I just cannot believe that.
It's so fucked up. I'm like, there's so many levels to it. It just keeps getting
It
crazier.
keeps getting. There was a TikTok. I think I was gonna send it to you, and but I think you sent it to me anyways. This girl was like, the more news that keeps coming out about Hockey Canada, and she's just like, oh God. And I was like, literally.
It really, God bless. It is.
Anyways, moving on. Speaking of TikTok.
Even a coaching announcement can cause, like, can still feed into all of this. Like, that's
Yeah.
how fucking crazy this is on every level.
Well, I'm pretty sure some of these coaches that are listed, they say like so and so, like this is his sixth season doing this, and this is his, X amount of years doing that. And I'm like, great. So you're like part of this.
With Hockey Canada?
I don't know if some of them like were with Hockey Canada per se, but like, yeah,
Oh,
this is his eighth season as head coach of the WHL's Hurricanes,
okay. Okay,
et
interesting.
cetera, et cetera.
I'm like, if it's like you're qualified for this kind of job, great. But you know what's going on. Y'all know what you're walking yourselves into. Act accordingly, because all eyes are on you now. And then
They
this
have they
bullshit.
they've got a whole bunch of like bios on all these coaches, all of these coaches. And yeah.
Lordy,
I
lordy.
just think it's bold. Can we also just mention
Oh,
this?
very
Like,
bold.
a lot of these are also like they have IIHF things under their belt, coaching things under the belt. And I'm like, so IIHF, you're gonna be in charge of canceling the 2024 World Cup, but you're not gonna mention anything about this? Some of your coaches are part of this.
Sports are so dramatic.
They are a little bit dramatic.
Love
And that's not to say like I don't think it's Hockey Canada, so I don't know if IIHF is involved in any of that stuff.
it.
But
No clue. But they have a Team Canada.
still,
They have a
some of
Team.
your coaches.
Y'all better listen. Y'all got a Team Canada.
I'm a little bit concerned about our priorities in
I
the
can't
hockey
wait to
world.
see where else this goes. We're gonna
I
start having like weekly Hockey Canada updates.
apparently we are.
It's that fucking crazy. I kind of like, damn.
If not weekly, it's been bi-weekly. Like
Oh
we
yeah,
are like, what
it's
is that,
not
every other
slowing
week?
down. It
Yeah.
is not slowing down. Apparently that other deposition hasn't even happened yet. So
So
y'all
more to come on that.
fucked up. Let's go.
But yeah, bringing back around TikTok, I have to mention this. I think this was so fucking funny. So I followed this artist on TikTok. She's from Nashville. She's in a rock band in Nashville, right? So she plays all these cool venues on Music Row. And her most recent one was Tootsie's, which is super famous. She's playing, huh?
Have you been?
Oh yeah, I ate lunch there.
Oh, fuck you.
It was so good. Their pizza is bomb. Their Caesar salad needs work. But I was also hella
Wow.
hungover. So getting a Caesar salad was stupid.
know. Salads when you're hungover hit pretty different. They hit pretty
But it
different.
did not, let
It
me tell
feels cleansing to me when I eat like a salad when I'm hungover.
it did not hit that day. That's the first time that I have ever heard the phrase or used the phrase, that's okay, we'll find you a greasy stove to lick, because I was so hungover that Ricky was, my friend Ricky was like, or our friend Ricky.
I've never heard that phrase.
Oh yeah. Oh, I've said it, I think I'm pretty sure I said it last week on the pod.
I don't know.
Yeah. Or I said it 2 weeks ago because I was so hungover. But yeah, I really needed grease and I ordered a salad and that was a mistake. Anyways, Tootsie's, love it. Oh, and it looks right at Bridgestone Arena, which is where the
That's the
Predators play.
one. Got it.
Literally,
Got it.
it's pink on the outside. It is quite literally the most famous bar that's there, other
Okay.
than what's the other one? Bluebird or Blue Jay?
I want to
I
say
think
blue.
it's called Bluebird.
I was going to say Blue Jay. Keep
Yeah.
going. Keep going.
Anyways, very famous bar. So this artist, she's playing the rooftop bar at Tootsie's, and all the bars in Nashville, there's three levels typically. So she was on the third level rooftop bar, and right next to the stage is the VIP section. And come to find out that the Rangers are some of the Rangers players were in the VIP section that night. She had no clue who these guys were, but in her video, she was like, "Yeah, there's this wild, wild story for you guys tonight." She's like, "There were these meathead guys in the VIP section." Already, I'm losing it. I'm
It
like,
was
she was like, "These meathead guys," and I was like, "Oh, honey." And then she was like, and I didn't find out until later after the show from the security guard, from the bouncer, that the guy who like got the section was, she said, like one of the heads of the players for the Rangers hockey team. And I was like, "Girl, do you mean captain? I don't know what you're trying to say." So,
no, I was like, it better not be Captain.
dude, I would have
I
died.
didn't think about that until right now. Oh shit.
Oh yeah, she was
I
like, "Oh yeah,
forgot
he's
about
like part
that.
of the Rangers." So anyways, he's sitting, this a couple of the players are in the VIP section, and the one guy leans over to the drummer and he's like, "Hey, will you guys play Ocean Avenue?" And the drummer's like, "Yeah, you got 20 bucks?" Because the whole point of playing in these bars is like, if you're going to request a song, everyone knows this. If you want to request a song from a band, you pay them. You tip them. You give
Yeah.
them a couple bucks, you know? That's
Okay.
the whole point. That's how they make money. And so the guy in the VIP section, of all things, is like, "Oh, I have to pay, but I'm a VIP. Do you not know who I am?"
So
So,
you sent me this, what was it, this morning, last night? One of
yeah, I said it.
the and we raised the question, who do you think? Like, what player do you think this is?
When I tell you, I from the moment that the first second I saw this video, my immediate thought was Reeves. I don't know why. I just think him, the thought of him saying, "You don't know who I am," in like a really funny way. I like it totally could have been a joke. I feel
Mean,
like
I
it
could
was
see
him.
him saying it as a joke, not
Yeah.
seriously. I feel like this guy maybe wasn't, it didn't sound as jokey
It
as.
didn't, either that or it didn't read to her and her band. I have no idea. But apparently this guy said it to the bouncer too. He was like, "Hey, like I've got the VIP table tonight." And the bouncer was like, "All right, come on." And the player was like, "You don't know who I am?" Like, so I don't know.
It's not funny, you know?
It's so embarrassing. People actually say that.
No, God. So yeah, I said Vincent Trocheck, which I feel like my reasoning is pretty valid. All right, if you like, it's
Yeah.
logical. You know, he used to play for the Canes before the Rangers. People who follow hockey in the South, it's not as big as football. We all know that, but they would probably know who he is if you're a hockey fan in the South because Canes and Preds, right there.
They've got quite the rivalry, so I would not be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised either if he was a familiar face, you know, if you're a hockey fan in Nashville.
Or he thinks he's a familiar face because he was from
Or
a
like
rival
he's a
team.
disliked face.
Yeah.
Yeah. So It's one of those. So I could see him doing that just for the sheer fact of like, you don't hate me? Really? Like that
Okay.
kind
Yeah, I guess I can understand
Nashville,
that.
you will know the opposing team. Like you will know your rival team.
Yeah, that's
So
true.
that's true. But now that you mentioned, if she was talking about Captain and that was true, but I would fucking roll over and die. That
Well,
is,
so here's
that would
the
kill me.
even the great thing about this too. So I see that video last night. I'm about to share it to our stories so that we
Oh,
can have
perfect.
people commenting on it too.
Lovely.
I see that last night. I wake up, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and I see the Rangers post a bunch of photos from the players and their dads being in Nashville.
Yeah, because it was a dad's trip. Just
Yeah, so
I love
I
that
didn't
dad's
realize
trip
that.
video. I think it's so cute.
And all the guys that I'm seeing, at least that I remembered being pictured for sure, Reeves and Trouba, I know I saw them in a picture, and that's why that's the one I sent to you. I was like, I bet you anything it was one of these two guys. They thinking they're hot shit in Nashville.
Oh.
I don't know. I still think I feel like Reeves, sometimes I feel like I've seen him like try to crack jokes and sometimes they don't land. So that's why for me, I'm like, A, he seems like the type of guy to go out to Tootsie's. I don't know why. That just seems like his type of scene. And
I
then
love this whole discussion.
to crack a joke and just to be like, what, you don't know who I am? Like, I could see him doing that, and then to also joke and be like, oh, I have to pay the band. Like, I don't know.
Mean, I
I
could see him pulling the whole "you don't know who I am" joke, like here in Vegas. Been
exactly.
here for so long. That oh my God.
Oh no, she's dying.
Fuck. Oh God. Okay. Anyways, I could see him doing that here because he played here. Like the entire time. And everyone
Yeah.
knows him. Everyone knows his beer company. Like, we have a mutual friend. Like,
Yeah.
everyone knows him. I can see that happening here as a joke.
Yeah.
Nashville, of all places.
I know. I don't know why. I just think it would be really funny if it was Reeves. Like, and I commented on this video. I was like, ew, how embarrassing, but I really want to know who it was. I was hoping she would respond back and be like, oh, he looked
No.
like this
Oh
or
my
something
God, like
like that.
that one girl did with the Sunny with a Chance guy.
Yeah. I almost want to DM her and be like, hey, I need to know who this was. Like, I need,
Just for tease sake.
yeah. I'm like, just for a little bit of drama, can you tell me who it was? Like, please. I don't care if you have to ask your bouncer. I don't care. Ask the security guard for the
She
tapes.
probably has no fucking idea who it was either. That's
Oh,
what
I
makes it
know.
better.
She had no clue. She
Not
didn't
being
find out until
complacent.
after. She was like, who is this guy?
That's so fucking awesome.
It killed me. So I'm gonna post that video to our story, and I'm gonna put a little like comment box. What Rangers player do you think it was that did this?
Want to hear who Aaron Logan thinks it is.
I
That
really want
motherfucker has been bullying me.
to know. He
I just found
has
out he has been bullying
totally.
me, and I had no idea.
I wake up. So another thing that I wake up to this morning is a
Fuck.
DM from our good buddy Aaron Logan, number one guest on the pod. Oh my God, this
This
guy
bitch.
full on just roasting the shit out of Avery. If you haven't heard, which I don't know how you haven't, in the last couple of episodes, there has been a fire alarm beeping in the background.
Have
Yeah,
you heard it
that's
today?
not
That's my
mine.
question. Have you heard it today?
No, I actually haven't heard it today.
Yes. Okay. I closed my bedroom door, so hopefully it wouldn't be as loud. I had no fucking idea that you could hear it.
Oh yeah,
I had
loud
no
and clear.
clue.
Loud and clear.
Literally, I'm mortified for starters.
Little,
I can't change the battery myself. It's
which
been
I don't
happening
know
for like a
why.
month.
Why can't you?
Because the last time I tried to do it in New York, it starts yelling at me. Like there's a voice saying, change the battery, literally, repetitively. And it scared the fuck out
That
of
was
me.
New
I had
York.
to call my super in the middle of the night and he had to come change it for me because I couldn't do it. So, no, I'm not touching this one. I'm scarred for life. I've been trying to
All
get my
right, fair enough. You
change it.
might want to get on that because we now, yeah, good old Aaron Logan was like, I hope, basically, like I said
This
earlier, we were having
motherfucker.
technical difficulties, And Aaron Logan was like, well, I hope it's one of you going to Walmart or Target and getting batteries for that fire alarm. Use the sponsorship money, ladies. Aaron,
Oh,
I don't know what
shit.
sponsors you think we have. We
Our
got nothing.
$5 of sponsor money? Yeah,
I was
man.
like, I'm pretty sure we've got maybe $2 from this podcast. I don't even think, what are we at, like 50
We're
cents yet?
actually at $5, literally.
$5. See, there's
I
the way that
know.
we couldn't even buy a pack of batteries if we wanted to with that. Because
Couldn't
the
even buy
batteries are like
a Starbucks
$25.
coffee if we wanted to.
No.
It's so funny. I love it. Oh
So
my God.
thanks,
Anyway.
Aaron Logan.
Hey,
I hope to see you soon.
the thing is, I had no fucking idea.
Oh,
I
yeah.
because I fucking tune it out now. It's been this long.
I was just gonna let it roll. I was like, we're doing this over Zoom anyway, so we don't even have mics. This room, the ambiance, it just, none of it sounds good. So if there's a
No.
fire alarm going off, I mean, par for the course, I guess. Like,
Oh my God. But
but good old
dude,
Aaron
talk
Logan had to
about
bring us back down to earth a little bit.
literally, leave it to this man. I don't have my Instagram notifications on. If you know me, you know I never have them on ever. If you need to get a hold of me, you're not doing it through Instagram. So I don't see 90% of the DMs to our account. I do not see, there are probably a billion conversations with Aaron Logan that I've missed.
Yeah,
Like, probably.
he just was yeah, I was just talking to him the other day.
It's just like, wow, he said to fix your smoke alarm. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
For so many reasons.
It was good. No, he and I were talking about, or at, so after that, he sent a picture as well, of him drinking out. We've got glasses that we've sent him, and drinking glasses, and he sent a picture. He was drinking probably whiskey or something out of it. And I was like, hell yeah. And he goes, Leafs are on fire. And I was DMing, so I was like, yeah, they're actually doing pretty good, but Avery would probably tell you literally anything else than that. And he didn't even respond. He read it and he was like, fuck you guys.
I'll argue with it. Listen, I love Aaron. Aaron, you're listening to this. Love you, right? I will argue with you until the day I die about the Maple Leafs. I really will.
Yeah, which I
Stubborn
mean,
as fuck if you haven't learned.
yeah,
So.
I will say they have been doing pretty well. I think they lost last night to Pittsburgh, but
But also give it until round one. I'm
yeah,
it's so you can't avoid it.
no, and it's an easy little dig that just gets under
Oh, it's my
Leafs fans.
favorite. It's just because it's always reliable. Like
Yeah, it's always right
the last
there.
time it happened, never. Okay,
Yeah.
like, come on.
Gotta love it.
It's like
Well,
the good old last in the league bit.
yeah.
Always a good one. Always hits just right.
I loved that one.
Oh, it's my favorite. We have good memories of that one.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, I have such fond memories of using that one against
Can't
Canadian
wait to
fans.
use it again.
I can't wait.
Oh
I'm such an asshole. Well, that's all I've got for this week. And the TikTok stuff,
so fucking good.
that was
That was
random.
so funny.
That's not even actual hockey news. That's
No.
just funny.
No, you sent it last night and I saw it. I didn't respond, but then you sent something else this morning. You're like, oh my God, wait a minute. What if it was Reeves? And I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
We're going in on this conversation now.
Oh yeah, I had to. I love it. Well, hopefully we find out the mystery and we find out who it was. But
Will.
until then, follow, rate, like, subscribe, do all the good stuff. We're on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter.
Yes, we are at the underscore hockey girls. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. And Audible. I thought I was gonna mess
And we are, as always, not affiliated with any organizations, any teams, anything. We are just two idiots talking about hockey.
Oh yeah.
Oh,
Incredible.
well.
Hilarious.
Yeah, and we're funny. Like, come on.
And next week it'll probably be twice as funny. Let's be honest.
Yeah, next week is
We have
episode
a
30.
special episode, Dirty 30. I'm very excited.
Dirty, flirty, and 30. I'm very excited. I always love saying that.
Okay, you say that. My mind immediately goes to like the 13 going on 30 movie where she's like 30, flirty, and thriving. She's like crying in a closet. That's what I think of. I
Oh.
don't think about the other one, but
True.
it doesn't work with this, so.
Well, we'll be probably a little messy on next week's episode. Very excited. Until then,
Till next time.
adios, pajamos.
Bye.